guys. Yes, Hayden, I said after getting a chance to look at the tape at length from the game last night, how did Hayden hold up?
Well, you know, I thought he held up okay. I thought initially early in the game, I thought he was a little rusty. I mean, you could tell it was the first time that he played in a football game in a while. But I thought after probably the first series or so, I thought he settled down a little bit, and I thought he played a little bit better.
After watching the film, any different thoughts on the quarterback or more thoughts on the quarterback play last night?
No, really, it was you know, really kind of about like what I thought after watching the tape. You know, obviously, I thought Terrell came in and really added a spark to us offensively. I think he moved us down the field. He was able to put some points on the board, so I think that was that was really good to see out of him. You know, obviously, I don't think Matt played as well as he or we would have liked for him to play. But again, we got to continue to get better. We got to keep moving forward, and that's a position that we're still continuing to evaluate.
Would Terrell get any more work with the starters in practice this week than he has in the past?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at that a little bit, you know, but we'll see as the week goes on the direction we go there.
Is there a point in your mind when you need to make a decision on the starter for the season?
Sometime before the first game, you know, and you know, I think the competition has been good competition. I think both of them at times have looked good. You know, obviously, I think Terrell has an element that, with his athletic skill, that lends to some playmaking ability. And so, you know, I want to make sure we put him in those positions to give him a chance to have success. And I think we'll continue to do that.
Are both those guys
going to
play against Seattle?
Say that again. Are both of them
going to
play against Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't made up my mind on that yet.
Okay.
Coach, is Darren McFadden done for the preseason, or might we see a cameo from him?
Well, again, we'll look at him. I wouldn't expect to see much, but we'll look at him and how he does this week in practice. You know, obviously, our primary goal as we finish out this preseason is to make sure that we're ready to go for the regular season, the opener against Indianapolis. So I'm going to do whatever we feel like we need to do to make sure our team's, you know, as healthy as it can be and in the best position to have success against Indianapolis.
How did Alex Barron fare out in this week?
Well, he was better in this game. He was better in this game. I thought there was some improvement in this game. Obviously, there's still a lot of things that we got to continue to work on, but he was better in this game. I thought overall I was pleased with the way that the offensive line played. I mean, you come out of these games and there's always going to be things that you want to work on and things that you got to correct. But I thought coming off the New Orleans game, I thought they played a lot better in this game.
You plan to keep Bergstrom at left guard and Nix at right guard for this week? Is that
what is the thought process going in? Yeah.
How far out is Mike Prizel? Could it be a time?
You know, I'm going to take a look at him tomorrow, see where he's at. But you know, I'm hoping that he's going to be able to get back out and practice this week.
Does he slide right back into that starting spot, or is he going to have to work his way back in?
No, I think there's two things you got to look at. You know, you got a young guy in Lucas Nix that needs a lot of reps, and so I want to make sure that you know, I'm doing everything that I can to help him develop as a football player, because I like a lot of the things that I've seen him do. You know, as an offensive lineman, Mike's a veteran player, and you know, he's the key for him is you know. What's he look like health wise as he comes back? You know, so those are kind of the two things I'm kind of you know, having to go through as we look at that guard position. Taper.
Yes, my turn. So last week you said the first team defense wasn't as bad as it looked. How about last night?
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. You know, we got to play better. You know, when you look at the run game. The thing that we haven't done, and it's really their problem in this preseason is being able to. We got to keep the ball contained. We got to set edges in the defense. We got to make the ball run up inside. You know, I don't think anything that happened in that game was a physical, you know, a deal where we just got knocked around. I think what it all boils down to at the end of the day is we got to get 11 guys to do their job on every play, and we got to get 11 guys that fly around to the football, and you know that's going to be a point of emphasis this week.
Do you think that part of that cohesion is lacking because you haven't had so many guys in that front seven be active during camp?
Well, I think that has something to do with it, but you know, we got a job to do, and we got to go out there and be able to do our job. You know, when you're in charge of making sure that the ball doesn't get outside, you got to make sure the ball doesn't get outside, and you got to allow the other 10 players on the defense to be able to play. When you stick your head inside and let the ball get outside, the ball circle your defense, those other 10 guys don't get a chance to play. So that's going to be a point of emphasis again this week, and that's something that we got to continue to work on and get better at.
You're still got Tracy Porter ready by the opener?
Yeah, I'm expecting to get Tracy out tomorrow on a limited basis.
What's the latest on Osbury?
Well, he's improving. I don't expect him to practice this week. Our anticipation, our goal is to try to get him ready for the opening game of the season. We'll see as we get closer to that date whether that's, you know, a possibility or not.
You think Jacoby Ford kickoff return opened your eyes a little bit? I mean, you already knew what he could do, but in terms of being able to produce on a level like he did that on that single return, and the fact that Cribs is struggling a little bit, is Cribs still a point of concern for you?
Well, obviously, I thought, you know, Jacoby was very explosive on that kickoff return, and you know, really, you know, since I've been here, I haven't really had a chance to see what Jacoby Ford can do because he's missed a lot of time due to injury. So that was good to see him get out there, show some of the explosiveness that I know he has. You know, and we got to continue to work from a wide receiver standpoint. You know, he's missed a lot of time in camp also this year, so he's a little bit rusty as far as that's concerned, but you definitely see the explosiveness that he has, and I think that's something that we got to consider moving forward.
What's the plan for Tyler Wilson heading into the last week? Is he going to be more active, maybe just a last-ditch effort to try to prove himself, or sort of
heading really the plan was to get him a series or two at the end of that game the other night, but I felt like the way that things were going, you know, Matt had moved us down the field and gotten us a touchdown, and I wanted to give him another opportunity to see what he could do. And we'll see this week, you know, how the plan plays out as far as being able to get him in the game and, you know, let him see, you know, let him show what he can do.
How did Marcus Griffin do last time?
How did who do?
Marcus Griffin?
Well, I tell you, you know, the first punt, obviously, you know, I would have rather had a touchback on the first punt, and I kind of missed it the other one. I don't think either one of the punters really punted the ball all that great. You know, I think Chris is probably a little bit ahead of Marquette right now as a holder. You know, and I think that's going to have something to do with the decision that we make. So I think it's still a good competition that we have going there, and I kind of anticipate the same plan going into this week, this last week of the preseason. Let these guys alternate and you know, see who comes out on top.
Any updates on Young or Butler? Are both of those strains pretty minor, or could be a couple weeks? Where are we at with them?
No, I think both of them are minor. I don't think Butler will practice tomorrow. Looks like Asami Young's going to give it a shot tomorrow, so we'll have a better feel, you know, tomorrow where they're going to be. But I don't see either one of them. You know, as I think both of them will for sure be ready for the opener.
Streeter is now subject to the whole concussion protocol and all that. You're waiting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do it.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
All right. Did I pause long enough for you, Taker?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, guys. See you.